Well, hey there. This is Jim, and of course the lovely Miss Reagan. And I was just thinking. So, TGIF to all of you who are listening to this on the same day that it was recorded. It is a Friday morning walk with Reagan here. Hear some of the sounds of nature around here. Hopefully we will not be hearing the sounds of Dog Alley. But it is what it is. Going to be a lovely day today. I think we're going to hit 80 today. So that's good. I like the nicer weather anyway. So what's been going on? Well, since I just mentioned the weather, we had our air conditioning guy come around. Same one who installed our AC, because it will require yearly maintenance. It's one of those whole house central air deals, so. And it has not been running all winter, so. Actually just went on yesterday. So, make sure everything looks good, no leaks, everything's clean. So, you had to clean the main compressor unit outside. So, but it's all ready for another season of hot weather, which I think last year, there's Dog Alley. Come on, Dog Alley. Yeah. I always wonder what that means, but it's probably, hey, Joe. Good morning, Reagan. Nice weather, isn't it? Yeah, nice weather. I know. But anyway, so REC is now ready for another year of warmish weather. And like I said, last year I think we had it on through early October, because you might not think so, but we can get 80 degree weather all the way into October. It doesn't happen every year, but it can, where in Syracuse, geez, we stopped seeing 80 degree weather in August. By the time September rolled around, you were getting 78, 79 maybe. Around Labor Day, and by the end of the month, rolling into October, you were in the upper 60s. So, definitely different patterns here. So, we got a good 5 months worth of use out of it coming up. So, it did a very nice job keeping our whole house cool. Although, my lovely wife complains that the one bedroom is too warm, because every once in a while, you know, Reagan decides that she wants to sleep with us, and Susie ain't having any of it, so there's not enough room for the three of us, so she'll hop in and go into the guest room. She's like, it's too hot in here. But my lovely wife, her idea of proper sleeping temperature is about 42. So, we are not going to get the house that cold. So, anyway, hang on there, pup. All right, we got our first hitchhiker in my sandal here. Too many tiny rocks on this road. So what else is up? Well, I'll be doing something this afternoon that I don't think I've done in 20 years, and that's go bowling. So, Fine Knights of Columbus Council is having a family bowling night. This is a pretty good deal here. So, local bowling alley, and you get unlimited pizza. Well, basically until the pizza runs out, right? A beverage of your choice, as long as it's non-alcoholic. There is that option, but that's on you. Bowling and shoes, all for $10. So that's a pretty good deal. I mean, just for the pizza and the soda, it's probably a good deal if you get more than one slice of pizza, right? So not bad. So yeah, so Susie and I are gonna be doing family bowling night tonight, so that should be fun. And today starts her 10-day vacation. She always takes a big vacation right around the middle of May, because it's, again, plant season and all that stuff, right before Mother's Day. So she's got a trip out to Lancaster County today to a town called Landisville, which it's got a little, I don't know, looks like a little frontier town that they've created. And it has a plant show today. So she'll go and purchase some plants there. It's usually where we get our peppers from. Some other things as well. She'll get all that taken care of. And then tomorrow, we're heading down to Annapolis to go to the Packa House plant sale. Although, sounds like we're going to be going to the Packa House plant sale in the rain. Sounds like there's a pretty good chance it's going to be raining on us tomorrow. So we'll see what we'll see. Still a nice little excursion down to Annapolis. Annapolis is a nice, very small city, particularly for a state capital, but Maryland's not the largest of states either, so I suppose, considering the size of the state, it's all right. So, pardon the cough, there's a fair amount of, it's either dust or pollen in the air this morning, so I've been trying to choke back a little bit of a cough there this morning. So what else? Well, I suppose one of the larger announcements is I have decided to, how do I put this? Somewhat join the Book of Faces again. So what does somewhat join mean? Well, again, the main reason that I think that people are on Facebook, yeah, still not an interest to me. Not an interest in, you know, friending a bunch of people and then basically watching their highlight reel. I already do that on Instagram. Instagram's great because it's pictures. You know, there's no politics. There's no, you know, somebody having a rant. I don't tend to do that on Instagram, which I like, which is what I like about Instagram. Not so much, at least what I remember on Facebook. So I'm on, but, you know, I have no pictures, I have no nothing. It's just the bare minimum to be able to be on the actual site. Went through all the securities, shut everything down. It's literally just for two reasons. One, because my church just feels the need, if they have a last minute thing to want to say, it's on Facebook. We now have a new app, with my church, which is called My Parish. Lots of different churches use this, but I still think they're not getting rid of their Facebook page, so again, they're likely to go ahead and, at least for a while, you know, oh, last minute change to this thing, we'll just throw it up on Facebook because everybody will see it there. Well, everybody except me for the last 3 years, so. So, I was like, all right, well, that's kind of annoying that, I'm missing these because, of course, it can't show up in a paper bulletin that comes out every week if it's last minute. And there are events. Turkey Hill Country Classic is one that apparently does 99% of their advertising for this race and notifications all on Facebook. So they just put up photos. They don't send out an email saying, hey, go to this site, you can find photos. Nope. We'll just throw it on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you see it. If you're not, you don't. And there's a couple of other things I've noticed over the last 3 years. They're like, ugh, all right. So the only way you're going to see that is on Facebook. Actually, I do know another example, and that is Spurred in Hand. I think probably, I'm guessing at the number, but I'm saying I would think probably 75% of the communication that went back and forth about our meetup for Bird in Hand safely was all on Facebook. So it's like, all right, well, I would like to be a part of that, but geez, I really don't want all the other garbage that comes with Facebook. So I've decided I'm going to have a very minimalist thing. So for those of you who you know, might be inclined to go look for me on Facebook, don't. Let me tell you why. I'm not friending anybody. I'm not, if you were to go ahead and, look at my site, it's going to bore you because there's not going to be anything on there. I'm not posting anything to my personal site. It's literally so I have access to go see what's going on at my church and some other things. And the Extra Mile podcast group, which I am now back in. There I will post. There I will put pictures. There I will say hello. There I will be completely social. And that's the only place. So, again, I don't want it to sound like I don't want to be somebody's friend, but yeah, that's not the reason I'm on Facebook. So, following me would not benefit you. Everything I'm going to say in that podcast group. As far as running goes anyway. And, all the other life stuff, bowling night, all that stuff, that's going to stay on Instagram, all right? Because, again, what do you really need to know about family bowling night? You need a picture of me bowling, right? That's it, Needs probably even too strong a word for any of this stuff anyway. No one needs to know any of this stuff. So there's that. We're obviously going to be taking a long walk with the pup today. But I'm not going to chat your ear off too much longer. So I'm going to go ahead and take a pause here and collect my thoughts and put a nice tidy bow on this episode. So, the people that lived in the farmhouse on my street have moved out, and apparently, the guy who bought the property for $2.something million, it is 170 some odd acres, like 176 acres. It's not a small plot of land. Is now gutting the house. They were there, maybe 6 months. I don't think it was even that long, but maybe 6 months. And then they moved out. They had I don't know if it was a summer house. Summer house would be basically an outdoor kitchen. That's what a summer house is. Because, of course, you wouldn't want to heat up your house in the summer when you cooked. So you had that cooking apparatus outside so that you could do that outside and not, you know, crank your house up to 110,000 degrees. Because, of course, you didn't have air conditioning. So your house was going to be what it was. But yeah, they've done that. I've seen Amish on the roof. So they're probably looking at getting a new roof on there. So it sounds like they're planning on rehabbing the house. The deck that was on the opposite side of the house that faced the pond, that's gone. They've ripped that all off. So I'm assuming they're going to be putting a new deck on there. There was a lot of work that needed to be done on that house. I chat with the son of the farmer who used to live there. He still lives in the area. Matter of fact, he comes to our house to go and pick up manure to go and put on his garden. So I still get the local chit chat, if you will. And yeah, he said there was a lot of work that needs to be done in that house. It's barely livable. So he said we were wondering whether they was going to spend the money to refurbish the house or just knock it down and just, you know. The guy's a commercial farmer who bought it, so he's here for the land, not necessarily for the, for the domicile or anything like that. So, but if they spend the time to rehab it, it is a nice big house. I mean, he could probably get a very nice rental on that once it's up to snuff there. So we'll see. Big things doing on Breakfast Meat Boulevard. So there you go. Other thing that's of note, it's probably not the most exciting thing in the world, but I now have a holster for my phone. Right? For the longest time, it's just had the phone in a case and I carry it wherever I go. But now that I have this other podcast, I do want to be able to record some things on the fly. Yes, I have an expensive recording device that I can use, but again, I can't use that in the rain. It's absolutely not water resistant, never mind waterproof. So if there's rain, that can't even come out. And as I had mentioned 7-8 months ago, the whole idea of, you know, bringing thousands of pounds, what seems anyway, of gear in order to record events, it's kind of become a bit of a nuisance. So I've decided, yeah, you know what, we're just going to go minimalist. I went minimalist for Lent, and there's a lot of stuff out of that that I went, oh man, I like this. So for like this next race is coming up a week from tomorrow. I'd like to be able to record the beginning. I'd like to be able to record some thoughts on the fly after I finish. My buddy Chris Darling is going to be running the same race, so I'd like to be able to record his thoughts after he finish. But I really don't want to have to, you know, schlep around a larger than my cell phone recording device. So I'm not going to. So we'll just do whatever we can do on the notes recording app on this phone, which actually works pretty well. Again, the only issue, of course, is wind. I'm able to do this on my phone right now because, of course, there is no wind right now. It's fairly still. That might be a 1 or 2 mile an hour breeze moving around here, but it's basically still. So there it is. So that's the update. So if I have any more to share, I shall do that. But I think that's good enough for now. So the workmen have shown up to start their labors on the old farmhouse. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on with that. But based on what they're doing, it looks like they're rehabbing it, which I'm very happy with. They knocked a summer house down, and I miss already the, well, still somewhat dilapidated summer house that used to sit right next to the house, but maybe they will construct a new one on the foundation it sat on. We'll see. Anyway, that's all I got. Be well, be safe, be happy if you can. And until I have something else to chat about, ciao.